Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
lost it out, what we said.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everyone, to Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity to be here on tonight to receive in the name of Jesus. So let us pray as we enter in that we may receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for once again for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity that you've given us that we can come and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, it's written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice and that of a stranger. And we ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice right now, even in this lesson that we can receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindering spirit on the line right now, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, spirit of unbelief. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, spirit of rejection, fear. We come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare this deliverance on tonight. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you that we can enter in and receive right now. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds right now with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be open, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, in each person that's on the line today, hallelujah, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23. And Father God, we thank you as we enter in, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us, amen, on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. So we enter in right now by faith, believing and receiving and walking in expectation for this deliverance on tonight, and we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, welcome everyone to Wednesday night Bible study. Tonight our study of lesson is rejection, dealing with the spirit of rejection. Amen. I was trying to figure out tonight what the lesson would be about and why would we go in. And so many of us are dealing with a spirit of rejection where we've been rejected. And we've talked about this before, but people are dealing with people are actually retaliating and killing other people because they've been rejected, or they was rejected as a child, rejected from a relationship, or whatever, rejected from a job or whatever it may be. A lot of us have experienced rejection at some time or point in our lives, and some of us are dealing with that even right now. So how do we deal with the spirit of rejection? What is rejection in itself? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the characteristics of those that are feeling rejected. If you've been with us before, we've talked about this before, but because we live this life, there are things that we deal with at certain times and parts of our lives, and we have to go back and we have to do reinforcement with the word of God so that we can apply to life. Remember what the word of God says and how we come out of those places. So we're going to talk about tonight, if you just been tuning in, rejection and healing a wounded heart. Amen. See, nothing can ravage your heart like rejection. The most penetrating wound is the painful rejection of a loved one. Even death itself does not pierce your heart as deeply as when you know you have been abandoned. You feel devastated when someone dear to your heart deserts you. Rejection chips away at your self-image. It chisels down your confidence and challenges your hope. See, meanwhile, the memory of your loved one lingers on and on in the recess of your mind, repeating those whispers and shouts, those haunting messages. You are unwelcome. You are unworthy. There's so many people I've talked to where they've been rejected even by their mothers, their fathers, and they're still dealing with those wounds today of being rejected. And so the question is your heart broken? Have you ever in your life would say, my heart is broken, I'm brokenhearted? Is your spirit crushed? See, nothing is more healing than to know that the Lord loves you unconditionally. Amen? He accepts you eternally. And when your pain seems endless and your heart is tender to the touch, continue to put yourself into his compassionate hands. He will hold you with his heart of love until there is true healing. Amen? For the Bible says in the book of Psalm 34 and 18, the Bible says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So if you go over to Psalm 34 and 18, you want to write this down for yourself. You speak over yourself, and that's so important that we speak over ourselves, nothing negative, but with the word of God says sometimes we have to encourage ourselves, amen, with the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So, again, that is the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 18. Chapter 34, verse 18. The Lord is near to those who are brokenhearted and say, such as have a contrite heart, depending on what script, what Bible you're coming out of, what form of scripture, it's the New King James Version or the New Living Translation Bible, or the King James Version, or the, there's so many different translations. The Lord is close to the broken heart and save those who are crushed in the spirit, which is the same. Amen. So understanding, we often wish we could escape troubles, the pain of grief, loss, sorrow, failure, even the small daily frustration that constantly wears down. See, God promised to be near to those who have a broken heart, to be our source of power, courage, and wisdom, helping us through our problems. So know that God is with us. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 If you're just now getting online or tuning in with us, we're talking about rejection on tonight. We're talking about rejection, healing a wounded heart. Amen. And we're going to go through several scriptures on tonight. But just breaking out so that we have an understanding. Let's talk about favoritism. Some of us are first child born, middle child, last child, and sometimes our parents, they have favoritism, or, you know, even in school, our teacher may have favoritism to one child, or our dads had a favoritism. You like, oh, yeah, daddy loved her more, or that was daddy's favorite, or mama's favorite. Favoritism can be extremely painful. Children catch on quickly when there is a favorite in the family. The favorite child often comes late in life, late like young Joseph in the Bible, the beloved son of Jacob. In his heart, the father not only favors Joseph over his 10 brothers, but also flaunts his favoritism by giving Joseph the infamous coat of many colors, the coat Jacob himself has made. So meanwhile, the older brothers seethe with anger at the sight of this richly ornamented robe, which has now become a symbol of their father's painful rejection. So little did Jacob know that his own favoritism would be the breeding ground for jealousy, the spark that would create a climate of hurt and hostility and lasting hatred. If we go to Genesis chapter 37 and verse 34, give us time to get there. The book of Genesis chapter 37, verse 3 through 4. Genesis 3 through 4, 37, verse 3 through 4. Hallelujah. Getting us all a chance to get there. That's going to be the book of Genesis chapter 37, verses 3 through 4. Amen. Amen. I hope that we're all there. Genesis is at give me just one moment. I need to make sure my line doesn't hang up on us here. Amen. Trust in God for what we need to get through this Bible study. So hopefully I won't lose connection here. Give me just one moment here. Okay, if you're in Genesis 37, verse 3 through 4, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 37, verses 3 through 4, the Bible says, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and also he made him a tunic of many colors. And then verse 4 says, but when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. So we see here where everything is formed here, where the brothers were feeling rejected, feeling rejection because of daddy, because Jacob showed favoritism to Joseph. So have you ever wondered what was the very first rejection on earth? The first rejection, church, is recorded in the first book of the Bible. God gives Adam and Eve everything they will ever need. He also gives one warning. Don't eat from that one tree. And what do? They eat from that one tree. Their direct defiance means that they reject not just God's word, but also God himself. When we look at the word rejection, rejection is the act of refusing to accept or consider a person or thing that is not wanted or not approved. So when you experience rejection, you feel unloved, unwanted, unacceptable. The Greek verb is apodokimazo, which means to reject as a result of examination or disapproval. So we look at apo, away from, and then we look at apo, which is the beginning of the word, and then we look at dokimazo, is to approve. So Jesus felt the pain of rejection. The Bible refers to Christ as the cornerstone, the vital, the most essential stone of a major structure. Yet he was the cornerstone or capstone, the builders rejected. When we look in the book of Matthew, if you go to Matthew chapter 21, verse 42, Matthew 21, verse 42 with me, and I'll give us time to get there, Matthew chapter 21, and then go over to verse 42. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 21, verse 42, says Jesus said to them, you have never read in the scriptures. It says, have you never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we see right here in scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 21, verse 42, Jesus refers to himself as the stone which the builders rejected. So although Jesus was rejected by many of his people, hallelujah, he will become the capstone or cornerstone of his new building, which is the church. Amen? Which is the church. Hallelujah. If you're just now tuning in, we are talking about rejection. Hallelujah. So if you have any questions, if you have any comments at this time, press 1. If you have any questions or comments at this time, press 1. If not, we're going to continue on with our study here. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So to be rejected, to break it down a little bit more, to be rejected is to be cast aside, cast off, cast away, to be thrown away as having no value. So when you are rejected, you can feel useless, abandoned, worthless. Hallelujah. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Amen. So Jesus challenged the Pharisees and teachers of the law because they were rejecting the laws of God. The Bible says in Mark 7:9, it says that you have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. That's in Mark 7:9. See, to reject someone means to despise, refuse, shun, or turn away from. So if you reject others, you use your attitudes and actions to reveal the condition of your heart. The Hebrew word means to reject, refuse, despise. Because God has given each of us free will, we may choose to reject the word of God and even God himself. In Jeremiah 8:9, it says, the wise will be put to shame. They will be dismayed and trapped. Since they have rejected the word of the Lord, what kind of wisdom do they have? The question is, my father, hallelujah,
Hallelujah. I'm going to give a question and an answer of here in our study today, and I'm going to use this as an example here. It says, my father died 6 years ago, but I'm still having trouble dealing with the anger I've had toward him. He was partial to my brother, but treated my sister, my mother, and me like second-class citizens. I tried to please him with my achievements, but we never communicated, and he never recognized my accomplishments. How can I stop being so controlled by my anger? This is when they write in. And the answer is to all that's listening right now, if you deal with that, because we have some people that have not forgiven or let go of the rejection that their parent, you know, some people hold on to it, my father, my mother, they're long gone, but I'm still holding on to this. And it's sad to say, but on to deal with that, deal with this church and understand that anger has four sources: hurt, fear, frustration, and injustice. So the anger you describe comes from at least three of the four. The rejection you experience is very hurtful. See, seeking to please him and never achieving recognition is extremely frustrating, and being treated in a negative way simply because you are a female is most unjust. And I've been watching these different areas of tradition in different parts of the world where women are treated unjust and are rejected by the people because born female. And so they were rejected and live as second-class citizens because they were born female. So the truth is that his treatment of you, of the writers of you, had nothing to do with you but everything to do with him, everything to do with the person. He was the one in the wrong. His inadequacies let you down, and recognize this truth and turn loose of your expectations regarding him. Admit that your father wasn't able to be loving or accept him simply for being your father. Choose to forgive and release him to God so that your anger does not produce bitterness in your own heart. And that happens with so many of us, even right now, and our parents or loved ones are still here, and we've just cut them off. We decided, well, I'm not going to deal with them. I'm not going to say anything. But it's not them. It's us. It's you. You have to let go. You have to forgive. You have to make that decision, amen, so that you can be delivered, so that you can be set free, so that you're not operating with bitterness and anger and wrath, amen, because rejection will bring all these other spirits that will open you up to, and you begin to operate that way, amen, and then you'll be in a place of anger and unhappiness. Because I'm just not happy. Why is it something that you're holding on to? And when you let that go, and now you are free. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:15, see to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Amen. That's Hebrews 12:15. If you want to write that down, Hebrews 12:15. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you have any questions at this time, please press 1. Please press 1. Hallelujah. As we know in Bible study, I don't like to be on too long. And the reason that is not that we don't have the time here. It's just that it's a lot to take in at one time. I want to give you a little bit here and let it just take root and manifest in you, and you can apply that and give it a little bit more, and then give it a little bit more next time, and you get something from it. If I give you a little bit to take with you, you get that and apply it, and then the next time we'll add a little bit more. So we have about 6 minutes here left in our Bible study. So if you have any more questions, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. If not, we're going to continue on, and then we're going to be wrapping up here with any further questions. So you may not have any questions at this time, but if you have any questions when we wrap up here, then please press 1 at that time. Amen. So let's talk about what is acceptance. We talk about rejection, but what is acceptance? Joseph, I want us to understand that Joseph, who was receiving the favoritism from his father, what does it mean at this? What is acceptance? So Joseph understood rejection, amen, because of his brothers. They rejected him because of the favoritism that he had with his father. Amen. So although he was his father's favorite son, Joseph was betrayed by his brothers. So imagine Joseph as a teenager. He suddenly finds himself jerked out of his comfortable home, only to be carted off to a foreign country to live as a stranger or to live as a slave. The grief of losing his family must have been frightening. So still Joseph accepted the will of God in his life, which enabled him to accept the sovereignty, amen, of God over his life. See, in spite of one betrayal after another, Joseph refused to become bitter. Instead, he accepted his circumstances by humbly entrusting himself to God. So as years passed, Joseph rose to a position of highest respect and power. When his brothers journeyed to Egypt in search of grain, they found themselves at the mercy of Joseph. And immediately he knew who they were, but they did not know who he was. So did he take revenge and refuse to give them grain? Did he send them off with grain but not acknowledge them as brothers? Did he extend his hand of help but insist they bow before him? No. Joseph refused resentment. He accepted his brothers despite their past betrayal by inviting them to become part of his life. Once again, they knew his acceptance was not merely conditional, but rather unconditional. And in truth, his acceptance was possible only because of the condition of his heart of true forgiveness, which allowed him to focus on the future, and his heart of true commitment, which enabled him to let the past stay in the past. Amen. I want us to read, or you can read this when you have time to yourself, in Genesis. I can read it here with you tonight, in Genesis 37, 12 to 29, and then we're going to read verse 41 to 45 as well. Amen. I believe Sister Dylan has a question or comment, so let me see, because I know it's hard for the number to come through here. Sister Dylan, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I have something.
Let me see if I could hear you. Hold on, I could barely hear you.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
I basically have it's kind of like not kind of pertaining to on a person to forgive, kind of forgive themselves, but they don't know how to pray about it.
They don't know how to pray to forgive themselves.
Yeah, to talk to God or to ask God. Yeah, they want to know how to pray in order for them to pray for forgiveness and guidance.
It's just like that. It's just coming humbly to the throne of His grace and just asking God to deliver me, Lord, from all that's not of You. Lord, deliver me, oh God, from this place right now of unforgiveness. And, Lord, help me, teach me, show me how to forgive myself, to let go that of my past or shame, come against shame, guilt, and condemnation. They just have to come against those spirits because they're already forgiven. They're already forgiven, and it's all about believing. So what happens, a lot of people, they don't believe that they can be forgiven. And so until they start believing what Jesus came to do, because we're living in the time of grace, and once they believe that, then they can truly be delivered and be free, because right now they're just dealing with the spirit of shame, guilt, and condemnation. And they just pray that prayer with faith and believe it and then be free.
Mm. All right.
And the thing is, because it's so simple, people just don't believe it. Mm-hmm. It can't be that simple. It's like you tell somebody, all you got to do is show up and they're going to give it to you. And you're like, no, that's too easy. It got to be something else to it. And then you go and you find out it's exactly what they said. All I had to do is show up, and they gave me everything that I was going to get. But until you believe that you can have that, until you believe that you can be free, because you got people that, I'm just giving an example, they're in a cage, but the cage is not locked, the door is shut. But until they believe that they could be free and begin to move in that direction, move and open the door, know that there's no lock on the other side, they've allowed themselves to stay locked up in an unlocked cage.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's just like a long-time belief. Because if you, it's not a such thing as, oh, I don't know to pray right. We have people, we have intercessors, and we have strategic prayers. When we just open up your heart and say, Lord, help me to forgive myself. It's kind of like that song by Leanne. It's like, deliver me from myself.
Mm-hmm.
you know. And that's all yes, Lord, to give me for myself, Lord. Lord, help me to forgive myself. Lord, I know you've already, Lord, I know you've already forgiven me according to your word. Lord, help me to deliver myself. You know, help me to forgive myself. And then say, I receive forgiveness. I receive my forgiveness in the name of Jesus and believe it. Mm-hmm. And that's how, and that's the thing they pray, you just believe it and receive it. Because when I pray, I don't just pray, and I immediately say, I receive it. Everything I pray, I say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray about it, and I receive all that I pray for.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Was there any other question there, Mama?
No, that was it.
Okay, okay. That's God bless
it.
You.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sure that helps someone on the line today that will probably tune in. We have many people that tune in on the internet. It's more convenient for them because some people can't call in because of the number. I'm still trying to get my number to be able to call in to the line myself. I have to use another phone, but a lot of people are tuning in via internet because they can't call in through their phone system. But if you have any questions or comments, then you have to call in to 845-277-9213. We definitely want to hear from you. Any questions or comments that you may have on the lesson, in the name of Jesus. So we thank God on today, we thank God. We're up celebrating on today. Amen. So I'm going to wrap up here. And again, I thank Sister Dillard for that. For that question, because I mean, many people are dealing with that today. It's like, how do I forgive myself? I've given forgiveness, but I have not even forgiven myself. Amen. So pray it, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Be free, just like that. Just like that. So we thank God on tonight. We're going to continue on here in our lesson, and then we're going to wrap up here shortly, everybody. Just give me a minute. We're right at the end where we need to wrap up at so we can know where to pick up at on next Wednesday. I was saying we're going to go into Genesis chapter 37, verse 12 to 29, and then 41 to 45. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 37, verse 12 to 29, says, then his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem, and Israel said to Joseph, are not your brothers feeding the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send you to them. So he said to him, here I am. Then he said to him, please go and see if it is well with your brothers and well with the flocks, and bring back word to me. So he sent him out of the valley of Hebron, and he went to Shechem. And now a certain man found him, and there he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what are you seeking? So he said, I'm seeking my brothers. Please tell me where they are feeding their flocks. And the man said, they have departed from here, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. And now when they saw him afar off, even before he came near them, they conspired against him to kill him. Then they said to one another, look, this dreamer is coming. Come, therefore, let us now kill him and cast him into some pit. Amen. And the Bible says, and we shall say, some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dreams. Verse 21 says, and both Reuben heard it. But Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said to them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit, which is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand on him, that he might deliver him out of their hands and bring him back to his father. So it came to pass when Joseph had come to his brothers that they stripped Joseph of his tunic and the tunic of many colors that was on him. Then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat a meal. Then they lifted their eyes and looked, and there was a company of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead, and with their camels and bearing spices, balm, and myrrh. And there way to carry them down to Egypt. And so Judah said to his brothers, what profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother in our flesh. And his brothers listened. Then Midianite traders passed by, so the brothers pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver, and they took Joseph to Egypt. Verse 29 says, then Reuben returned to the pit, and indeed Joseph was not in the pit, and he tore his clothes, and he returned to his brothers and said, the lad is no more, and I, where shall I go? And we drop down to verse 40, I'm sorry, chapter 41, verse 45, I believe, 41 to 45, and I'll leave that to you all to read for yourself, because that's, if you read chapters 41 through 45, for yourself, if you know the story of Joseph and how Joseph was used by God Almighty, though he's rejected by his brothers. And I want us to understand, here's we're talking about acceptance. Here we're talking about rejection and acceptance. So to accept someone means to approve or to receive that one favorably or willingly. So we should receive and value others because of their God-given worth. Amen. Not because of how much money they have or how many houses or cars or how they dress, how beautiful, but their God-given work. Your acceptance of others is based on the disposition of your heart, which in turn is expressed through your attitude and actions. Jesus Christ provides the supreme example of acceptance. The Bible says we are to accept others the same way Christ accepts us. In the book of Romans chapter 15, verse 7, it says, accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. That's Romans 15 and 7. Amen. So we're going to stop right there tonight, church. And again, at this time, if you have any questions or any comments before we wrap up here, press 1. And if you're listening online tonight, you'll give us a call at 845-277-9213. Again, the number is 845-277-9213. Amen. If you have any questions or comments, amen. Let's ask Sister Billy, because I know her phone, it doesn't work. We don't able to see when she pressed 1. Sister Billy, do you have any questions or comments?
Oh, no comments. No questions. Amen. Good lesson. Learning a little bit more. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I thank you for being in Bible study on tonight. Thank God for you. It's so good to see you in Bible study tonight, Mama. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you and heal you. And Sister Dylan is celebrating her birthday, church, on this Saturday. So happy birthday to you. We are praying that God answers every prayer that you pray by faith. Amen. And that God will deliver it even on and before your birthday. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So happy birthday. I look forward to spending some time with you on your birthday. Amen. So everyone, God bless you. God keep you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you once again for the lesson. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Help us, Father God, to be open and acceptable, oh God. Lord, creating us a clean heart, oh Lord, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Lord, help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will not operate with bitterness, with anger or wrath, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, being able to forgive all, amen, as you have forgiven us. And we just want to say thank you for your word. Thank you for your love, oh God. Thank you for all you do, all you've done, and all that you're about to do. Lord, we leave this line, but never your presence. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for all. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Have a beautiful night in the Lord. Remember, Jesus is Lord. The devil is already defeated. You're already blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say what.
Call me
one time.
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Nobody there to put me out. Little